guys, welcome to this episode of Keep It Positive, Sweetie. Today I have the beautiful, the talented, the funny Pretty V. We are talking about all things Pretty Confident with Pretty V. What's up, sis?
What they do, sis?
Nothing. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm so happy to be here. Your energy is always like 10, but just in a way of just grace, your poise, just the love for just us as influencers and just supporting me. It's always warm when I met you at Shiloh. So
yes,
just
absolutely.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
No, thank you for coming, seriously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to start the show with a quote or a song.
Okay.
And I had this quote that I wanna read because this morning you called me and said, hey sis, I'm not wearing no makeup.
Period.
And I was like, all right, well, should I ain't either.
Right.
Let's do it, you know? Standing in solidarity together. And I found this quote and it made me think of what we're doing today and just being ourselves, mm-hmm. raw and unfiltered. Mm-hmm. And it says, everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. Never lose an opportunity of seeing anything beautiful, for beauty is God's handwriting. Mm. The beauty of a woman is not in a facial mode, but the true beauty of a woman is reflected in her soul.
Wow.
And I saw that and I was like, that reminds me of what we're embodying today.
Yeah.
You know?
No makeup on.
Look.
When I say nothing.
Like we can.
Right. Look, when we leave here, it could be just like, ooh, let's go to bed.
Yes, yeah. I love it. So thank you for helping me to just embrace that today.
Yeah, and I wanted to do that because I felt like I said, my makeup artist here with me, but we usually do these little cute little touch-ups with concealers and stuff like that. But I was like, you know what? I just want to, at this point, I'm running late. You know, I don't want to like drag the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, my skin is doing better because I always break out. Like, it depends on what I eat. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you know what? My skin is doing good. Let's just rock out. I'm pretty sure Crystal will understand. So,
honey, you actually made my morning. I was like, look, that's one less thing I got to do.
Look, I know that's right. Look.
So to that, I say thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Period.
Oh, my goodness. So we mentioned that we met each other at Shiloh High School. We did a panel together.
Yes.
Speaking to young women and high school kids just about life and things that they need to look out for and how to help them navigate, because things are a lot different than when we were growing up.
Yeah.
It's just changed so much with social media at a very young age. And when I met you, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. Like, she's a girl's girl.
Yes.
Super supportive, grounded in your faith.
Mm.
And immediately you're like, okay, let's connect. Like, stay in contact. And you send me devotionals very regularly. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say thank you for that. So let's take it back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When you were born in the church, a preacher's kid, what was that like?
So my mom, my whole life, let's be very clear, my mom has been praying down.
I know that's
like
right.
In the closet, in the car.
Oh, she one of them moms.
Right, don't care where she at. She gonna speak out loud.
I love that.
I watched my mom's faith heighten over the years, you know, especially with my brother. When my brother got into a big motorcycle accident and the doctor said, honey, your son has 72 hours to live. So my mom said, well, I got 72 hours to fast.
I know.
You know? So just for her
to
believe in someone that's not here, but his spirit is here, we have to keep that faith.
Yes.
So my mom been ordained for like 10 years, right? But my whole life she's been in the word and been a leader, you know, for God too. So I just admire that about her. So growing up, of course, I'm Jamaican. So it was very strict, both parents.
Yes.
You know, you got to be something. You got to do this. You can't depend on this person, no man. Mm-hmm. It was a whole shindig. And still to this day, you know, just growing up is so hard because you want to make your parents proud.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to make sure they're happy with your decisions. Mm-hmm. So it was hard, but I love how I was raised.
Yeah.
I love how my parents raised me because I'm here. I'm quick to spit out when people don't like me. I'm quick to spit out. My discernment is always on 100. You know. So, but that's been taught. You know. So I didn't have no issue. It's just like let me do this. My mom's like, well, no, because you can't do what they do. You know. And
if everybody jump off a bridge, you're gonna go jump
right,
off
look,
a bridge.
Right. Look. Like, so
no.
I know. Right. So I grew up in a space of trying to do my thing, but knowing like I have a mother that sees and gets it. And I used to always feel like, if my mother said don't do this, and it's like, well, this is what makes me happy, you know, and I want to do this, but she sees something that I don't see. But sometimes we try it and she's like, well, y'all broke up. What I told you, that man wasn't for you. Like, we want to move on that, but not knowing like they have discernment too, you know? And sometimes we're not using our gift, we just wanna make fleshly decisions. So it's a little hard to this day, especially when it's industry. Like, it's tough,
because
you wanna make those moves and make those moments happen, and your mother voice in your head like, get up off that man couch. Don't need to be there.
You know? No, that's real.
So it's those moments. But I've gotten better with moving with my own discernment and moving with my own spirit, because my mom is going to love me regardless. She's going to say, I told you. So when you go out there, just call me back when it, you know. So that's how she is.
I love that. Yeah, so speaking of that mother's voice, I know for me being in this industry as well, and being a child that was raised in the church, my mother's a pastor as well.
Come on, PK. I know that's right.
And it was one of those things where, like, now I still struggle with certain scenes. You know.
Skits.
Right. So I want to ask you, what is that like for you? Because I know for me, like, I actually had to have a conversation with my parents and with my pastors, you know, about certain spiritual conflicts that I was having that started to arise, especially as I began to, like, strengthen my own walk with God. Certain things were like, okay, this is not who you are, but this is what you're portraying. And I'm like, well, am I wrong for portraying this? So do you ever have, like, instances where you hear your mom's voice, or where you're conflicted with, like, should I do this skit or should I do this role?
I mean, my MUA could tell you, because that's like my sister, like, all day, every day. Because it's always, we all, as creators, we're always thinking about something over the top. That someone ain't doing. So if we going to do a, if we going to rock a G-string and walk around the street, then that's what we going to walk around. Because we want to get them hits. You know, we want people to look at us, want people to laugh. We just want to, you just want to be bold and daring like we are. But we got to understand, like, let's pull back. Because you do represent something. You do represent grace. We do represent a woman in this industry trying to break through. I don't want to be just a skit girl. That's why I've veered off and did the TV hosting, veered off and do the red carpet hosting in movies. But I still have a love for what I do, and that's skits, because I do have a fan base on social media that wants to see me in that element,
they
on the table, playing characters, doing So I used to send my mom the videos. Like, mom, don't go on my page, because I got... Me and Desi just fought in the street, and he done, you know, I done ran him over. Don't text me talking about, don't watch this, and you gotta, you know. So it's like, if that's not good in your spirit, don't post it, you know.
Man.
So then it hit it like that, and I'm like, So it makes me feel like, okay, like, what I'm doing, is it good? Is it this? Is it that? Then I have to sit with myself and say, no, you're called to do that. You just gotta know how to balance that.
That's good.
You gotta know what's gonna be bothering you at night. If that's bothering you, take it down. Or what? How do you need to just change it up to make it make sense for you? So you don't have to have that in your spirit or in your heart, like, what am I supposed to do? Am I doing something right or I'm not? So I just try to just, like, move with my own spirit and own discernment. So if it's bad, I know, like, I could take it down. Like, that's not good. But if it's something that I know, like, okay, this is cool. Like, it's bad, but it's still like, okay, they gonna get it,
they,
you
get
know?
It,
because it's something to elevate. Like, I can't, me and Desi ain't gonna be pulling my hand in the street. Like, this is 2024. We done did that 2017, 2018, 2019. Just for those moments to see that we are a relatable brand. You know, that's what goes on in the hood. You know, girls fighting their baby daddy and yelling and doing all that. So I've taught what we portray is what we speak into existence. Because when I had COVID, I just told Desi yesterday, when I had COVID, well, before I had COVID, we did a skit at McDonald's, and I was, he was like, man, I said, where your mask at? He was like, I'm home. And he said something, he's like, I'm home. And I said, well, I'm positive. 2 weeks later, I got COVID. That was down bad.
The power of the tongue.
The power of the tongue. So I'm like, I have to really speak life into what I do, but still be creative, still do your thing, but know that you got to move a little different. They still gonna catch it. You funny, that's not gonna change. Right, they're still gonna catch it, but kind of move a little different because what you did back then, you can't do now because you elevating.
That's it, sis. That is so true. I found that even as I began to elevate, and the friends that we have around us who don't understand sometimes, like, we can't do what we used to do, you know, because they don't understand that you're moving at a different pace. And, like, even, like, posting, like, while we're out, we can't post in real time. We can't do certain things anymore, you know?
Because people are watching.
Everybody's
watching.
Yes.
And they want to know where you're at. And for me, I play characters, right? I have Peanut Mom, who's a single mother, Bobo Ghetto Girl, Sharon.
Hey, sweeties. Have you ever wondered what's in the products you use on a daily basis? Well, let me tell you about Elle. Elle, like the letter, is a brand committed to providing you period care products inspired by nature, made without dyes, fragrances, and synthetic pesticides. Their pads have a breathable cotton top layer and a plant-based core, and their tampons contain an organic cotton core. Now, not only can you feel good about Elle's ingredients, but also Elle's price. With tampons and pads that protect for under $5 a month, Elle believes access to period care is not only a fundamental right for everyone, but an opportunity for change as well. That's why Elle is on a mission to make exceptional period care accessible for all by providing funding each year to nonprofit community-based organizations around the world focused on period care accessibility, menstrual health education, and employment opportunities. So, if you're looking for a brand that aligns with your values of giving back and using products inspired by nature, look no further than Elle. If you want to learn more about their mission or browse their full range of products, visit their website at thisiselle.com. And the next time you're in the period care aisle, look for Elle pads and tampons. Choose love, choose Elle.
All these different characters. Yeah. And sometimes too, people don't understand with the mind, you have to know how to control those things, right? Mm-hmm. You have to, so I can't always be like, well, I'm gonna post this skit and think this. No, I have to really sit with myself to know, like, do I wanna bring this character out? You know, because those are outlets. I've watched Tyler Perry's documentary and talked about him creating these moments. Mm-hmm. And the greatest thing about creators, we have to learn how to get out of those moments. Yeah. Because some people stay in those characters. Some people really be acting like, Sharon all day, and it's like, baby, that's just for 30 seconds of my time, right? Mm-hmm. But I have to understand too, if I want to bring these characters alive on stage, then it's going to be every day. It's a 5-city tour, a 10-city tour. You have to master that. Yeah. So I'm in a space of mastering those skits, mastering my characters, but also putting them on a stage where they belong, because we give in social media free content, right? And
come on now.
So it's time for my time to be wrapped around those lines and those buildings for them to see me. And I admire Tyler Perry because that's what my characters one day will be, you know, like
absolutely.
On those woman shows, those big live stage, because it's time.
Wow,
yeah. So I'm moving room for those moments to enter in, because I could do ghetto girl skits all day. I could dance for y'all, twerk for y'all, do all that stuff, because it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
But it's time to say, you know what? What are you going to do with these 4 or 5 characters that you have?
Yes.
And how are you going to, you know, monetize the right way and turn the funny into money, you know, which I have, but it's more now, like, let's use these characters so people can see me on the, you know, on the live stage.
I love that.
Yeah,
We're ready for it.
Yes, I'm excited for it. It's happening, yeah.
That's
I'm excited.
Good.
I'm excited.
So many young girls look up to us. Mm-hmm. So what do you, and just talking about how you're looking to the next level, what are you doing to separate Pretty V and how people can't differentiate your different characters when they see you?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're like, oh, be so-and-so.
Yeah.
Can you be this?
Like, oh, Lord, all day.
Right. Because I'm like, I'm not Fatima.
Look.
I'm Crystal.
Woo, come on
like,
now.
You know?
I'm at Zaxby's eating. I don't want to be Bubba right
now.
Hello. Come on now. Yeah.
How do you differentiate, and how do you also set an example for young girls? Like, what is it? Because I know for me, I have like, I am very particular about making sure that women see me in a certain light off camera, you know, in my everyday life, and try to inspire them in certain ways, whether it's my daily Bible reading, daily journaling, or working out, things that can help them be better.
Yeah.
What do you do to kind of balance that out?
Well, my life is God one.
Yeah.
You know, that's and some people don't understand, your faith can be shaky some days, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're like, God, you done did this for me for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
This year looks shaky now, God. Do I need to chain my prayers up a little bit for you now? Am I saying the same things now? You know, so I am, all my friends could tell you, I am a God-fearing woman. Do I fall short? I do. But outside of Pretty V, outside of what you guys see, I'm a female that loves to help souls.
Yes.
I'm a girl that's gonna pray down for you, that's gonna send you devotionals, that's gonna FaceTime you randomly, that's gonna be speaking life into a teenage girl that I see on the street, or even someone, because I have an organization called The Pretty Victory where I speak to young girls and young kids all over. We done did like 4 or 5 schools. One was in Seattle, one was out here in Georgia, and the other ones was all over the other place. But I do that outside of what you guys see.
Yes.
And I posted it 2 times on my page, and I'm gonna do that more often so they can see, like, this girl have range. It's not just what you guys see and the accolades, but the skits, but this is what I'm passionate about.
I love that.
Because I really do have a community of women who help me when I fall short.
Yeah.
But for real, I really take the time to say what everybody needs.
You do.
Yeah, like, what y'all got going on? Mm-hmm. In the morning, I'm on FaceTime with all my girls. We praying down.
Oh, I love
just
that.
Speaking life into.
I need to get on that call.
Yeah, no, period. Like, you have to, like, speaking life into them, because I know that the mind is a battlefield. Mm-hmm. And if we do not treat it as such, you will be wandering all over this world.
You are not
with
lying.
Without leadership.
Yes.
And I don't want to be out here with no leadership. I have to have God with me all throughout the day.
Same.
Even when I don't understand sometimes, I'm going to still say his name.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know he's hearing.
Yeah.
So that's what I do outside of all the noise and commotion.
Yes.
I'm giving back, you know, and just really focusing on, like, hey, I'm this age, so what do I do now in this big age? Mm-hmm. Like, what do I have going on, and how is this gonna help me and benefit me and balance my life? I work out, I write, I read, I play all day, I'm calling everybody, you know, and I'm working on my internal, because that's what matters.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you say your nonprofit and organization that you reach out to younger kids.
Yeah.
I love that. And I know a lot of times when it's your hard work, you don't post about it.
Yep.
But it is good for people to see it,
see,
you know, so they can maybe be inspired, like, oh, I need to do that. Or maybe I can call her to come to my school.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys heard it here. Make sure you hit her up, because
pretty
you're doing
victory.
Big things. I love that.
Yes.
I
and it's been,
that.
And people don't understand, you can't speak life unless you okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I done spoke to kids when I wasn't feeling good. I done had anxiety. I've been depressed. I didn't sleep in like months. This was like back in 2016 when the enemy was just fighting, right? And sometimes we don't have good days, but we still get up.
We do.
And speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Because me speaking life helps me too. Because now I'm in my purpose.
Yes.
Now I'm standing in authority. So now I'm like, okay, I got this.
Yes.
You know, this is what I'm called to do. But back in 2015, 2016, before I came into the industry, I was depressed. I didn't know what anxiety was. It was just, my body was just hurting.
Yeah.
Depression. My mom, let's open this windowsill and the door so we could pray that out.
Oof.
But God had, sometimes God puts you through a process before the promise. And that's what I was going through then. So I'm able to share my story. And do I have days? For sure. But when I know that I'm called to do something bigger than me, I just got to be like, all right, that's just the enemy. God, come on, lead.
Yes. Yeah. So what was that transition from 2015-16 to, is that when you really decided, hey, I want to take this serious? What really helped you get out of that moment?
Well, for me, one, God did, but when I was in college, I've always wanted to be in the entertainment industry. Like, I've always wanted to be like Lala on the radio and Ludacris and Angie Martinez and Wendy Williams, because my passion was radio. And I went to St. Aug and Raleigh, and I did all 4 years, and I had my own radio show called Lounge 22. Well, we played nothing but the 80s, 90s, and today's. we did all of that, but I was still like, okay, what's the plan after?
Yeah.
Because you already know how when you graduate from college, there's no plan.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get into the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I'm just going to start my own show. So I did, and I was with the Net Station in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I stopped doing that. And I was working in a building, and it was playing so much noise. I was like, who is playing this music? Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
So come to find out, now he's the baby, but back then he was called Baby Jesus. And
oh, yeah, because he's from Charlotte.
Right. I was like, I want to work for whoever this person is.
Wait, he was on the radio?
No, he was in the building where the radio station was at.
Playing the music.
And whoever was playing the music, South Coast Music Group at the time, they were like just playing music in there. And I was like, who the heck is it? Because I just want to be in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You know, so I fell in love with them, and I got hired, and I was working for the baby, doing his admin, and Arnold Taylor, and just having a great time. But I was still broke, right? Though that money wasn't helping me pay my bills.
Yeah.
It wasn't doing what I needed to do, but I know I had faith and I know I had a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the gift gonna make some doors shake and some doors open for me.
Period.
And some rooms walking in. So I'm like, all right, let me just get it done. So after that, I got fired from that job, and then I just began to walk in faith, and I did one skit that got me viral, and now we're here.
Wow.
But in the midst of that, though, depression came before that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my anxiety was before all of that, though. So, but My mom already told me, God said in middle school that you're going to be in the arts. I thought I was going to be a painter. My mom said, I said, what's the arts mean? Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, she's talking about performance arts, entertainment, this, that. And I carry that for a long time. And I still to this day when I get weary because I know what I'm called to do. But before it all, I was in a space of like, what do I do? I done got these words over my life. Where's that? You know, but not knowing that we had to go through a process. And God led me to fight myself in the street, do something funny, and then I got viral. And still was broke. I was working at Fairfield Marriott. I was working all these jobs doing that. But faith kicked in and said, you know what, I gotta leave this alone if I want this door to open. Because I don't have a plan B. You know, my plan A gonna work. So,
I love that. And I love for people to hear the journey because they think, they just see where you are now. And they don't know all that you went through and all the steps that it took and what led to even getting to this point, you know?
Job after job.
Same.
Look, nose after nose. You know, but that one you know, made me to be like, okay, here we are. And sometimes too, we can't depend on, and you know, like I said, our mothers and our parents are PKs. My father's not, but my mom is. And we'll tend to call them for everything, you know, tell me something or read this thing, not knowing that our attention span got to be on God, you know. So I just be like, you know, let me focus on Him. Call my mom when it's done or when I'm in a little space of confusion. So people don't understand, like, it's a process. It is a process because you got to build your own lane and build your own faith.
You do. All right, so raised in the church, and your mom just opened up a church here in Georgia. Tell us about that.
God's Redeeming Temple.
I know that's right.
Pastor G, like I said, my moms have been in church since I was a kid, you know, since I done popped out. so I've heard the yelling, the screaming, didn't know what's going on. Speaking in tongues, are we doing Hispanic? Are we Spanish? What we're doing, right? I didn't know what she was talking. Until she broke it down and said, I'm speaking in tongues, you know? So, like I said, she's been so grounded in her faith for a long time. And my mom, before everything, she's a counselor, too.
Oh, wow.
So when she was a third grade teacher, when I came into this industry, she was teaching high school. And then when she went on to elementary school, so she was always in that space of serving. And then before her church, she was working in her counseling building. In her counseling building, something happened to the building, the guy didn't pay the bill, the attendant, whatever it was, they said, you gotta go. So mom was now preaching out of her home recently. So February 2nd, February 3rd, and February 4th was when her launch dedication happened. And she is just like so happy and so delighted, and she's so ready to save these souls. Because
that.
Again, like I said, she's been doing this for a long time, but now you have a home where people could come in. So ATL, honey, you are in the Georgia area. Come out to God's Redeeming Temple. And it's not too far. It's on Jimmy Carter Boulevard. 6825.
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
6825 Jimmy Carter Boulevard. So my mom is so excited. Now she has a place that she calls her own, and God's going to just continue to do the rest.
He will.
I'm
so
happy
proud
for her.
That's
and that's
amazing.
The thing, too. It's like being the comedian and having my mom as a pastor. You know, it's some things you'd be like, I want to tell everybody. I'm telling everybody. And, you know, when we get to posting, I got to watch how I can't just
follow up with that.
I'm like, go sexy my red. Look, sexy red, what? And then it's like, well, come on down. And God, you know, so I got to balance that thing out, y'all. We got to separate the thing and thing. We could put the thing on that thing.
But if you was twerking on Saturday,
right?
Still come to church on Sunday.
Okay, you know that. What we doing now? So I'm happy for my mom.
That's amazing.
She's a beautiful soul, and she's deserving of it all. I'm so happy for what she's about to do.
That is beautiful.
Because she did not want to come to Georgia. She was like, I ain't coming out there.
Was she in North Carolina?
She was in Miami.
She was
like,
still
in
Miami.
She was like, I ain't coming out to Georgia. It's just too much. People are just weird.
What made her like be like, I do want to do Georgia? Did she come down here and visit
me?
It was you.
It was me. The covering that I needed. I was doing this thing for a long time by myself. And she was like, no. And she actually lied to her principal. And said, I'm coming. She was like, I got to leave. And the principal was like, why are you leaving? Mom said, I made up something. And what she made up was, I got to go help Vina. And helping me led to her being here. Being over my finances, but also starting her church.
That's amazing.
So it was a call here, you know. She just didn't see it yet. Just like when God gave her the name, God's Redeeming Temple, what am I using this name for? But again, she had to go through a process before her promise.
That
so
Yeah. Oh, that's a word. Can we get that a process? She had to go.
There's a process before the promise. Okay.
I like that. That's so good. There is.
So she had to go through all that. You know, she didn't know. No one knows. We do things and be like, oh my God, now it adds up.
Every time. It all works for his good.
It always works. Like, yes. It's like, we don't know what we'd be doing, you know? And again, I met you at Shiloh High, and now we're here, you know? Yeah. But someone has to say, hey, let's connect.
Yes.
We don't know where it's going to go, you know, because we can't do this thing alone.
We can't.
We cannot do this thing alone. I think I'd be like, I'm in my house, I'm chilling, I'm good. And next minute, you need somebody to talk to who gets it and understand without judgment.
Yes.
You know, because people like to judge, and they want you to tell them their issues because they're like, oh, this girl's on social media, she's so pretty, she has it all together, but ooh, let me hear her business. And once they know that,
then it's like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why my circle is very small. I don't play those
games.
Yeah.
I don't either. Oh, my goodness, girl.
I don't play those games. I'd be like, nope. Yep. My lips are sealed until I want you to know what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. And tell it on your own terms. I love that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for it all.
Love it. At what point did you say, I want to be a comedian? Like, how did we get there? Was it the skit that made you think, oh, I'm actually funny. Let me do this. Was it the response that you got that made you say, I got something here. Let me do this.
Girl, no. Elementary school.
You've been funny since then. That's why your mom knew.
Right. Elementary school, middle school, class clown. I got most dramatic, you know, most funniest, like, you know, best dressed. Like, I literally... Yeah. Was in everything, especially in college. In Raleigh, like, I was in every curricula, whatever activity board, hosting everything on campus, thinking I'm pledging, like, I'm everything on campus. Like, it was a shindig with me. So I knew it was something special from elementary school, middle school, high school, and college. I just had to find my lane.
Yeah.
So when I left college, the process began. You know, the faith had to build.
Yes.
You know, so that's when I was in that kitchen revving up, not knowing the spirit was doing that.
Ooh.
Come on.
Mm.
The spirit was doing that. Yes. I didn't know what was going on at that time. Yeah. See, people think anxiety and depression and going through things like, oh, you're losing your mind. But God's like, well, I'm going to give you this, honey, to get your faith together.
Yes. Ain't that it?
People be thinking, oh, it's so bad. Something's going on. It's like, no. God is trying to get you right.
He's trying to get your attention.
So whatever he needs to do for you to call my name through this, you better call it.
Listen.
And I did that. I did so.
Oh, my gosh.
And after that, I went to Miami and then came back and with my best friend, Anika, and she was like, do this skit. Find yourself in the street. Boom, 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 boom.
Wow.
And here we go. It led there. My cousin Toke told me when she was in Virginia, we was at her booking, and she was like, go on Instagram, do your thing. Everyone's getting famous off of it. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I know I'm funny.
Yeah.
I just needed a platform to put it on.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. So now you and Desi are doing skits
together. Oh, my God.
Y'all have amazing chemistry. Y'all are funny.
I love Desi.
Oh, my God.
He is amazing. You got to bring him here. Because he had his whole house turned up, okay?
All right, Desi, you heard it. We got to get you on the couch.
Period. You know, and you should have everybody here. I think the B. Simones, I think
Desi. Oh, she's coming. That's my girl. Yeah,
yeah, no, Funny Marco. Because
he hit me too.
It's all of the minds. We all have different minds, and we carry things so special.
Yeah.
But I love Funny Marco. I love DC Young Fly. I love Country
Wayne. I hit him too. I actually talked to him at the game. I was like, I need you on podcast.
Yes.
He's like, I got you.
B. Simone, Jess Hilarious. We are all doing our thing, and we're doing it so gracefully, you know, and we're still the talk of the town. You know, it's like, there's no other B. Simone. There's no other Pretty
B.
There's no other Jess Hilarious. There's no DC or Desi. And the list goes on and on. But I just love my peers. I just love them so much. And they just became my brothers and sisters along the way.
I love that. You mentioned B. Simone, which is my sis. I love her too.
I was with her last night. Acting up.
I love her. I saw y'all were on live the other day.
Yes.
Too. So silly.
Playing around.
Somebody call your phone. You're like, who's this calling my phone?
When I say, I'm like, B, why would you call the boy and ask? I mean, I did tell her to ask him, like, how you got my number, though. But when he said that, I didn't know how he got my number. Like, the iCloud was just clouding.
That's crazy.
I had to turn, and actually, till this day, this phone is actually turned off. I said, I got to go to AT&T, whatever, when I leave here. I have to. I got to get to 15. Gosh. Something got to happen.
Yes.
Ban them folks. Don't call me now. Look. Seriously.
I love it.
Yeah.
But mentioning those women that are in the same realm as you and see how you guys support each other.
Yeah.
Because I know B personally, she's such a girl's girl. You're a girl's girl.
Look.
I don't know Jess personally, but
same thing.
Same thing.
Yes.
How is that with other women? You're on Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
I know you're in other circles where it may not be as, hey, girl.
Yeah.
So how do you manage that? And then how is it in the comedian world? Like, are the women as embracing as they are in the acting world? I wasn't sure, like, how that goes for you.
To me, it just depends on how you control the room, right? Mm-hmm. I've been in rooms where it's, like, not so pleasing.
Yeah.
And I've been in rooms where it's like, what's up, girl? I'm a fan,
you know?
So I think for me, I take whatever it is, honey. Because when you know you that girl and you walking in, I'm going to say, what's up, y'all? Look, dressing room's going to be loud with my name on it. Because I want people to know, like, whatever they're going on with or whatever's happening internally, I could shift that, you know, just by energy, just by grace, just by the smile, just by how you move and your sauciness. So I think comedically, I love all of them. Like, I haven't met a lot of other legends yet, but I know, like, they've been supporters of mine, so I can't wait to, like, meet like Samore and Monique and, you know, and even like Jim Carrey, you know, forget all that. I love Jim Carrey. He's like one of my favorites, you know.
He's so funny.
Right. So like me and Kevin met and like Tommy Davidson, but you know, just different people like that. But like for the women, like it's just for me, it just depends on how you just control you and everything else is going to be a magnet. When you stank and nasty and they're like, oh, what a girl thinks she who she is. But when you like not sweating what they got going on and you be you, that's when you attract just the good vibes. So I haven't really had any issues. I love Issa Rae.
Oh my gosh. You did her show, Rap Show.
Yes, I love Issa, you know. And I just love the women that just have helped me along the way. You know, Tashina Arnold. Oh my God. It's just amazing women. Amazing people.
That's amazing. Speaking of Issa, shout out Issa and all the amazing things she's doing and how she is working tirelessly to make sure that our stories are told.
Yeah, Shirley Ralph was the first person. When I went to college, I was telling someone this story. Someone stole my laptop, right? And we used to have, you know, when you go to HBCU, people come on in, they got to speak at your commencement and all that good stuff. So Shirley Ralph came on campus, and I was like a freshman, I think. And I was so mad. I was like, somebody stole my laptop. And my head was like down like this. And I was so sad. You know, if y'all don't know who Shirley Ralph is, she's the mother of Moesha. And I literally, my head was like down. And she was like, you, pick your head up. And I looked and I'm like, who the heck is talking to me? So I was like,
oh my God.
Like, Shirley Ralph. So I was like, she was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, somebody stole my laptop. And she was like, okay, something's whatever she talked about. And then I went to church and she was there, you know, on campus because it was a freshman thing you had to do and go through. And then she said, somebody stole this young lady's laptop. You better give it back to her. That girl walked upstairs to the Weston Hall dorm and my laptop was sitting right there on that table. But even women like that, that I hold still dear, you know, and I haven't seen her since then. But even those women, like, just really don't know what the impact will be.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. And she's Jamaican as
She's Jamaican as well, too. You know, a lot of women just have embraced me. And I'm just excited for who else to meet. Like, Queen Latifah, like working with them. You know,
I
love Missy. Me and her is really cool. And she's pointed out to me before it all, like, you're going to be a star. You are where you're supposed to be, you know. So just people in different eras of this business is just everything to me.
That is beautiful. I love that you've had that experience because a lot of people can't say they have. That's so beautiful and encouraging.
So encouraging. Ooh, Lord. And just so inspiring too to know, to hear their story and to know like we are actually like the millennials trying to do they walk, but walk they walk. But we just got two different pair of shoes. You know, I can't wear your size, queen. But I know that I'm on my way to get there.
Absolutely.
You know, like Taraji, she's embraced me so
much.
God, I love Taraji. Ooh, Lord.
She's a girl's girl.
She's a girl's girl.
And a big supporter. Like, she would help connect dots wherever she can. I love her.
Haley and Chloe, like, they all been so nice. I've been meeting a few of these ladies. They've been dope.
Amazing. I love that.
Yes, I'm so excited.
That's good. You're into acting now.
Yes.
You had a movie. Was it something hot? What movie was it that you just did?
The movie I just did was a Christmas movie that we did in December. Before that was Pretty Stone.
Pretty Stone, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, and then I did Deronda Hood story. Then I did Hip Hop Christmas.
Amazing.
So, you know, just trying to build that resume. Yes, yeah, yes. It was amazing. I played lead in Pretty Stone, so that was amazing. Yes. I was like, honey, God will put you in places and you be like, you not even feel like you confident for it.
That's been my whole life.
Look.
And everybody else is like, how? As Khaled says, God did.
He will do what to confound the wise, baby?
Listen.
He will put somebody in a place so people can understand. This is have no resume.
No.
You don't even have the criteria. You don't have none of that. But God will put you there.
Yes.
So the mouth that spoke to around you say, oh, Lord, how she did that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. I was so excited because I was, God trust me,
yes.
You know, with that.
That's a good feeling.
Right. When he could trust you and you haven't sold him out.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
That was a beautiful moment for me, and that was a great moment for my career because now that could go to directors and producers, say like she could lead a movie, you know?
Yep.
And people don't understand, like, directors and like producers, we're so talented on social media. Mm-hmm. All people gotta do is just say, here's a script and read.
Listen.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when people do these self-tapes, it's cool, but you don't really see the passion.
Yeah.
You know, I think COVID stopped a lot of stuff, but
it's
just like, people just gotta see how passionate we are when it comes to what we love to do.
Yep.
And our minds are so creative, you know? And yeah, I can't wait till those moments happen when all my friends and peers just say, you know, I did it, you know, and I got it, you know, from just God will make you have a conversation with Lee Daniels and Tyler Perry, and they just love your energy through their phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you hired? That's what we wanted. We want miracles like that.
Yes.
You know? But it don't happen, but we just saying we want those type of miracles because you know when you're passionate of something, all people got to hear it is in your tongue.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah, I'm building that resume with acting because that's the goal.
Yeah.
You know, to be one of those ones that names are in Hollywood on star, you know, you got Pretty V, you got Crystal on a star, you walking back, you taking pictures, come on. So, you know, but the other thing is like having my own production, putting on my live performances with my characters.
Yeah.
So just a lot goes through my mind, a lot gets written down, but a lot get executed,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, we see it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited about it all.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people know, and I can attest, in our industry, there's highs and lows.
Ooh.
And there's up moments and there's down moments. Recently you were on Rap Shit and then the show got canceled.
Yeah.
What did that feel like when you got the call? Like, can you just give us that play-by-play and like how you took it?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we see like the highlights, but we don't see like, dang, like.
Well, for me, I got an email saying that, but I text Issa and I told her thank you and Sarita as well. And I text them and I said, thank you, you know, because you didn't have to, you know. Some people, like I said, these directors and producers take people who have, you know, who are seasoned in the acting business. So Issa took a chance on me.
Yeah.
So I felt like she deserved a call. She deserved a text. And she deserved it publicly. And that's what I did on my page, on my story. And I said, thank you so much. But it didn't really bother me because I know what's next.
Because
wherever Issa go, I go. You know, and I told her that.
Okay,
I was
good.
Like, wherever you go, I go.
And
she's always so pleasant and so graceful. She's like, for sure. So I didn't really feel a way. I just know there's another home for that.
Yes,
you know, and maybe it wasn't supposed to be there too long.
Mm-hmm.
And God going to make some shifts and changes.
I feel like it is because people love that show.
They love Rubbish.
Like, love it.
So they love it. They love it.
I don't
it.
Know. For some reason, I don't feel like that's the end.
Yeah, it's not. I think they're going to be like, oh, my God. Like, because people have to, they wasn't so... they didn't know it at first, you know, and then season one came, like, okay, it's a cute show, y'all on it. But I think the hype came when season two came.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like once they get that moment and get people who really believe it, because all you need is a believer beside you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't got to be like, oh, I'm this person. No, I believe in you.
That's it.
And then they'll take your thing and run with it.
Yeah.
So Issa's going to be fine. Issa.
Oh.
Okay, come on, girl. You know, like she going to be good.
She's
always making something happen, you know, and a black woman in the business doing her thing,
doing
you
her
know,
thing.
And there's always rooting for us.
Yep, everybody
so,
black.
Right, everybody black. So, you know, I didn't feel a way.
Oh.
I just said, you know, we wait for the next call, but we keep creating in the midst of it. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. People think that when stuff get canceled, our shows get this and that, it's like, we gotta just wait for that call.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, create.
Create it. Oh my
Look
God.
Look what you're doing.
Yes.
You're creating.
Oh, honey. Like, literally, there's a vision with this.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm creating for something else.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, people are seeing it now. When you start getting the calls, have you ever thought about,
ooh,
like, that's
what's been on my heart?
Hello. Yeah.
I'm writing this in my book. You're just confirming.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, you're creating a world.
Yeah.
For us, your friends, people who you love, look up to sit with you and have these conversations.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing. Yeah. It really is. And I want to tell you too, you don't even have to like, because I know that we come from PKs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our parents are that. And like I said, it could be very much like what, like these roles come in, you like, how can I figure it out? And Ma, I don't want to disappoint y'all, but I have to tap into Fatima times 10, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to know that you can balance that.
I figured it out.
Figured it out.
I had to.
It's like, and what? How did you figure that out?
I'm gonna tell you. One, I talked to my dad.
Okay.
And
your dad's a minister?
No.
It's your mom.
Yeah, my mom.
Okay,
I was like, Dad. I was like, I've got these scenes, and he was like, Honey, that's a character. Cause I was telling him like certain stuff you just can't watch. Like, I'll call him like, Hey, turn your head. It's coming up. Cause some things just pop up. I'm like, Oh.
Yeah. Right.
So he was like, No. He was like, You're playing a character. I get it. And then I talked to my pastor, Pastor Shamika Daniels and Pastor Darius Daniels.
At Change.
Yes.
Okay.
Change Church.
Yes.
And they were like, it's a character, you know, and what you're doing outside of that is bringing people to God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, it's really just a platform. And I noticed have you noticed the trend of more and more people turn their life over to Christ? That have a huge platform.
Girl.
It's almost like God was like, I trust you because I know where I'm taking you. Because all this going to come back to me. Like, I'm like, these people have like.
When I want to put my pinky toe, my big toe at the camera. We're going to do it right now. Do you see what she said?
It's so silly.
Like, no, seriously, because it's happening.
It's happening.
But I struggle with that sometimes because sometimes I'll be like, all right, my pastors would tell me, because my mom got her pastors, which is my pastors too.
Yes.
Pastor Rose, my mom and God's Redeeming Temple. What's up, Mom? Mm-hmm. And also just like my friends that have grown spiritually.
Yeah.
They'll tell me like, oh no, it's a character, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's a moment where you be like, well, you know, you got to change some things up now.
Mm.
So sometimes it bothers me because it's like, is it like do it?
Right, or not.
Or change it up.
But then it's like you can't be free as an artist.
Ooh, I know.
You know, because it's like, it's a part of the artist. I do have boundaries, of course.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain things I won't do.
Yeah.
But I want to be free in the art.
Yeah.
And not feel like, oh gosh, like I'm going to be condemned for doing this.
That's
you know?
The thing. Mm-hmm. We just don't want to feel that
I
way
don't.
Because one, you just don't want to tap into spaces where you know, like, we know it's okay. We feel that.
Yeah.
But then you have someone that's more spiritually inclined and saying, well, that ain't what it was.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people don't understand the opportunities that we take hinders the next thing. You be waiting for that blessing to come. You're like, well, let me sit back and we'll see what I did.
Yeah.
What caused this booking and this opportunity and these shows and these deals not to really come through. But what I go by is a delay is never denial.
Never.
What's for me gonna be for me? And it's just delayed, it ain't denied.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I do struggle with that to know like, okay, like it's a character. It's a character.
Yes.
It is a character. Venus, a character.
It's
like, but I don't want to be on different shows and, you know, talking about, well, let's do this. I don't know. It just be weird. So I'd be like, all right, let me just go to God and then he'll show you what you need to do. So I just want to know, like, how did you?
Yeah,
you know?
I had conversations with people I really cared about
and
who I knew could kind of guide me through that because I was struggling with it just as of last year.
Mm.
You know, yeah, and I had been Fatima for 3 years.
Wow.
Still trying to figure out, ooh, is this
well, that
okay?
Was your spirit and your discernment to ask questions.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Before it keep you up and you be like, what
seriously,
do I need to do? You know,
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Because mothers could be very hard because they see different things in the world. They had us.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, what you want to do? Because I want to make sure this is alignment, what we got going on.
Right, yeah.
But not knowing, my mom always tell me, she told me, she said, you can balance it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a character, but you don't want to be dropping it like it's hot now. It's just too much pounding. Mm. Like, you're going to have to just come on out.
Not
come
too
on,
much
pounding. Come on out of that. That ain't what it is now.
I would say, get up.
Get up off that. So I get it, you know? So we got to just watch what we do, you know? But still have fun because you want to create.
Yeah.
And you want to be free while you create.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be in your role and you're like, well, I want to do this because, you know, my mom, no.
I needed to have that lifted off of me. I needed to know that my parents are cool. And if y'all cool, I don't care about nothing else.
Yeah.
You know? But then my own discernment and my own struggle started to kick in. I was like, oh gosh, Right. Like, let me talk to somebody else about this.
Yeah. Because they could say yes. And then you, like, you still like, ugh.
Yep.
Right. You still like, okay, well, let me talk to some one more person.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm happy that, because, like, we all, people even that's not even in the spiritual realm, they struggle with that too.
They do. They really do.
Yeah.
So we know that you want to produce. You want to take your acting career to the next level.
Yes.
Your platform to the next level.
Yeah.
You're a host.
Yeah.
You do all these things. What else is there that we want, that you want the world to know that is up for you, that you want to do next? Is there anything you haven't touched on that you might want to share with
us? I can share one thing because I don't like sharing everything, but I'm going to share one
thing. Yeah, don't share
that. Right, I'm going to share one thing. Just one thing. I want to creative direct more. Like, I really, you know, I'm such a visionary.
Yeah.
Like, I could create music videos in my head, plays, you know, just see people's outfits and be like, baby, you could change that. You know, like, that's me. Just with even working with big brands, like, really creative directing these brands to go big with their brand. So I think I'm going to tap into that. That's what I want to do. Like, that's one thing I would, like, want to tap into. I do it with my friends now, but, you know, I want to do it with my friends now. I want to do it with different companies because they could take me serious and know, like, I'm really passionate about, like, really reforming and rewiring what you already have going on. So something like that.
I love
that. Yeah. That's what I would love to do. Because everything else, like giving back philanthropy and all that great stuff, like I do. But like really taking the time and taking the time out of my time to serve somebody else could be a bit much. But I love it though, because I like to see like me in control of that moment, because I know like it's going to be beautiful because I'm not going to fail nobody. Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you. Thank
of
you.
Of course. So we are to the end of the show. And this is my favorite part. It's where the listeners write into us. It's called Positive Outcomes.
Okay.
And they write into us and we give them advice.
Okay.
All right. So this young lady said, hey, Crystal, first things first, thank you for being. Authenticity never looks so good. I love your work and appreciate your decision to share us, the world, who God is simply by being yourself. Priceless. I'm a 45-year-old, love Jesus, mom, fine tech professional, single, and bored with my 9-to-5 and side hustle. Truth be told, I never get comfortable in any area of my life. I always look for my next, and while decisions made in my 30s got me to where I am, sis, I am bored. God has always directed my life, so while pivoting is my jam, as he has always taken me higher and made me better, but lately, the thought of making a change is skydiving exciting and bullet train off the rails scary. Ooh, girl. All right. Yes, that's where I am. Thing is, in this particular headspace, I usually thrive, but like a parachute or emergency airlift on standby. But this time it's different. To be honest, my 40s are real cute right now and I'm enjoying the journey. But the moment I felt the shaking itch to pivot instead of my usual, I chose reckless abandon. I moved, chopped my hair off, put up the neon leopard print, do not disturb sign. Out here on this tightrope like, okay, Jesus, what are we doing?
Right.
Any experiential advice on how to navigate this reckless abandon, new level, pivot, transition?
She said a whole thing.
Well, one thing is the 40s is real cute. I got to agree with that. And you're enjoying the journey. That's the most important part. Even though you're feeling a little shaky and a little itch to pivot and feeling like, I don't know if I should do this or not. You're enjoying it. And that's the most important part. And you said you chose reckless abandon. You moved. You chopped your hair off. I do feel like it's a little impulsive. Because I used to do that all the time. Every time I had a breakup, I would cut my hair off. It was like I was cutting off like dead weight. And it felt so good. So I can see, I know what you're doing right there. Like you're trying to get rid of something. You're trying to run from something. So what I would tell you is to be still for a minute. I feel like you've been impulsive. You've moved really fast. You made a lot of rash decisions in a short amount of time. So I would say just be still and try to hear the voice of God because he'll help you decide which way to go. Because if you're feeling a little hesitant, that means you need to take a second to listen to God. That's what I would say.
The same too. I used to hate the word still. I'm like, well, I gotta
be still. Right.
Ooh, be still. Well, I'm gonna be thinking now if I'm still, you know, but like Crystal said, definitely be still and just hear from God. We hear from him in all of our places, cars, room, cleaning up, all that good stuff. So just
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes the intake of breathing and outwardly is stressful because you're like, I can't breathe in, it ain't working.
Right.
But just take a second, you know, and like Crystal said, be still.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we didn't get your name, but I hope this helps. And the next thing we're going to do is what I'm going through and what I'm growing through.
Ooh,
yeah, we like to do this just because in different seasons of your life, it may be this, you may be going through the same thing and still learning it. But for me, I feel like right now I am growing through, I'm going through seeing the signs of patterns. Mm. So like, you know how like you'll go through something like, okay, I know what that is. And then it comes up again.
Oh my God.
And instead of like making it just like, maybe it's going to be different this time.
Yeah.
I'm learning now to like, no, I've seen this before. Stop. This isn't going to be any different. Let's not go through this again. Because girl, I would go through the same thing over and over.
Over and over again. So is that now, in relationships? Is that with just life?
Or
is that with just like
life,
habits?
Friends, people, anything. Just always being an empath and trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. And even like business choices. Just making sure that like, okay, I
see this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, too nice, you know, and
Stand on business.
Stand on business.
Yeah. So I think that's what I'm going through and I'm getting better at it where I'm listening to that voice.
Boundaries.
Yes. And saying, oh, yep, been here before. We're not going to keep learning this lesson. And sometimes I feel like God tests us to see if we've learned the lesson before he can take us to the next level.
Yep.
Because I got something good for you, but I'm just seeing if you're going to keep falling for this.
Right. And keep saying it to the same company. Yes, I do it. I don't know. I don't need it. And the next minute, we complain when we get there. We did need it.
Yeah.
You know, then we became that diva-ish and this, definitely. And it'd be a whole cycle.
A big cycle, vicious.
I love this little game.
Thank you.
Did you just say what you're growing through? Did you say what you, you said patterns?
Yeah, and what I'm going through and growing through.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what I'm all in one. I'm going through that and growing through it.
Yeah. I think for me, what I'm going through is just the balance of it all, you know? I think because, like I said, I'm such a creative person and my mind is my superpowers because that's how I create. And knowing that there's the world, there's me, there's the business, there's this, it's life. Ooh. Take a second because I too can go through the cycle. Every minute, your head hurt, now your chest hurt. You like this, then the third. You trying to figure out why you not, but it's like you went through the same thing 3 weeks ago.
Come on, sis.
You went through the same thing a year ago.
Yes.
You didn't find the formula yet. So when you in your quiet place, now you want to add up. You want to be still, and you want to add up. Now your head hurt. Now you got to take all these Tylenols. Cause now, so for me, how I'm growing through is knowing who I am in God.
I love
When you know who you are in God, those cycles become so like, oh my God, minute. Like, that's a brush off the shoulder. Like, oh my God, I'm good now. I was able to like make a decision and not like, or make a decision and or be somewhere and not feel like, okay, I'm doing the most. Or just taking that moment because the cycles are very hard to get out of if you just don't know who you are.
That is so,
so when you know who you are, you're like, oh, I can get out of that because I've been here before. This is a familiar place for me.
Yes.
So let's get unfamiliar, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm balancing knowing that I'm good, but knowing like I'm growing through God. So I don't have to go back through those cycles and just depending just in your mind so much and just like going through those overthinking space, this space, that space. Is something going on? Something wrong? Oh, what you think is it? Then you got then you Google your best friend, and you know the word is your best friend.
It is. Yeah.
You know, because what we go through is in the word. It just, you know, so I'm in that space knowing like I got to let God lead.
Because
my understanding ain't working, child. My understanding over watching Moesha eating Cheetos all day, hair, you know. So now it's time to be like, all right, girl, do what you got to do. What you're doing, it's working.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's all that matters.
That is.
So, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming by. I'm serious.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just cannot wait to God just do his big one on you, continually to do your his big
Thank
one because you're so deserving of it.
You are
how many kids do you want?
I'm
just saying, how many kids do you want? I'm just saying, because how many kids do you want? Two?
I used to say two, But I'm getting older. I'm just trying to figure out,
I literally was looking at you. I was like, she's going to, let me tell you something. I was like, she's going to have two kids, right?
Wow.
And I was like, she's going to have a husband that's going to be so, like, I won't say like a football player or an athlete, but he has to have that demeanor. Because you're like a sports mom.
I am. Oh my gosh, and I love sports.
Yeah, you're like a sports mom. Like, you're like, ooh, like a Layla Lee, you know? Like, her demeanor is like, you have to have somebody in your lane to just like lead and like take charge and be that person, because you're gonna be the ones that's picking up soccer balls and footballs and different things. I can see you with two, and I can see you with a dominant man. He gotta be dominant. He cannot be less than.
Because I would run all over anything else.
Girl, like, what?
Because I feel like because I run so much in my life, I need someone that can like tell me what to do.
Like, but yeah, he's coming though. Yeah. He's literally coming. He's on the way, because I could see that. I was looking at you talking, I was like, she had two kids.
Yeah,
okay. She had this man that's gonna be tall and tall, a little chocolate, a little mixed with a little caramel chocolate. Which but yeah, I appreciate this conversation. Yeah, I really do. And like I said, I'm so excited for what's to come. And thank you again for just opening up your doors and having me come and just, you know, have this great conversation, you know, in your home. Because this is your secret place, you know. So it is very, it's very, you know, serious when you come to somebody's doors.
Yeah.
And my sister today, Tish, was like, she said, I have to use the restroom. I said, well, go in there and ask. She was like, no, it's somebody home. But I get it, you know. Yeah. So it is very important that you keep yourself covered through every storm, up, down, side to side, whatever it is. Because we have those days.
Yes, we do.
And especially when you come in your home, because you don't know what dropping
energies
in here.
Yes, honey, that's why I'm very particular about who I
God,
everybody's been on this sofa is someone that I trust, I love, and that I know is going to bring good energy and not leave any residue.
And come on, because today when I was getting my hair done, I said, God, whatever this hairstylist come in here with, I ask that you throw it at the door. Because I got to sleep.
So, I know that's right.
I'm very, ask my team. I'll be like, like, let's get that right. So, yeah, thank you again, y'all. Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Keep It Positive, Sweetie. If you want to write into our positive outcomes listener letter, write into keepitpositivesweetie@gmail.com, and that's Sweetie with an I-E. You can follow me on all platforms at Love Chris Renee, that's L-U-V, and you can follow Keep It Positive, Sweetie on Instagram at Keep It Positive, Sweetie. All right? And, tell them where the people can find you.
Yeah, I know what time it is. It's your girl, Pretty V. You can find me on Instagram at Yes, I'm Pretty V, Facebook at Yes, I'm Pretty V, TikTok at Yes, I'm Pretty V, all over the world. Yes, I'm Pretty V. Let's get it. Let's go.
Yes, worldwide. Sis, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
I'll be
praying for you. You are going places.
Thank you.
And I cannot to see where you go. So
thank
I'm so
you
excited.
So much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.